720 WGN, it's a Tuesdays with Tim, except it's a Thursday, a special Thursday edition, Tim Stearns. We didn't have the show on Tuesday because of the Blackhawks preseason game. Hawks season underway, at least the preseason, but here on a Thursday. So we kind of lose the alliteration, right? Thursdays with Tim doesn't have the same feel, but it's still good to have you on a day that starts with T, my friend.
There you go. Thank you, John, for having me. Any day is good to be with you, John.
Well, that's good to say. That's a guarantee you get to come back again. You sent me an interesting article. The crux of it was, want to retire at 67? And I think you point out something good to me off air. Want to retire at any age? There are questions you need to answer, whether it's 67 or whatever. There's a lot of things you need to answer. But I like that this article kind of picked out, I think, five simple ways to think about it. Because, Tim, as you know, a lot of these articles can drive you crazy and give people false hope. But I think this one's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people understand, when you're going to retire, you know, you need to make sure that you measure about 20 times before you cut once. In my retirement classes, I always talk about, you know, none of you have ever retired, right? So we don't know the right way or the wrong way. And so what we always tell people is having that protect and grow blueprint is so important to retiring.
I love that measure 20 times and cut once. Obviously, an old baking or cooking idiom about measure twice, cut once. But I think you're right. I think a lot of people kind of run a number in a calculator somewhere and they go, I'm good, right? They don't even look at a second calculator, let alone talk to somebody who can game plan out the taxes, game plan out the cost of Medicare, what their benefits are going to be, Social Security, etc. And I mean, we're talking about a difference of thousands and thousands of dollars or running out of money if you don't kind of not even triple, 20 times check this thing. And I assume that you have computer software and a little of your gut instincts, too, that help you guide people to measure 20 times.
Well, one of the things, you want to be really specific and strategic. You know, the article talks about that. You know, review your current plan by considering your expected income and anticipated expenses. But the problem is sometimes different things can happen, like healthcare, God forbid, long-term care, where can it just really speed up the draining of your account? And these are things that need to be addressed before you go into retirement.
Yeah. The number one was, can you afford to stop working? And it's the unknowns. I think a lot of people can, if they plug in and go, well, we're going to earn 6.5% on my retirement till I die, and I'm going to be fairly healthy. I'm going to live to 88 years old. I'm good. But like, that's a lot of assumptions.
That is. And you have to be prepared for 25 to 30 years of retirement nowadays. People are living longer and longer, and with that comes longevity risk. And so we take that into account. And we also make sure that we include that silent thief, which is inflation, of at least 3% that we put into there to bake that in to make sure that people understand, you know, your dollar is not going to be as strong 20 years from now.
I do wonder, though, and I'm curious how you handle this, because a lot of people will say, well, okay, if you go the worst case scenario on anything, let's say we hit a major recession and we plug it in that we're going to lose 50% and stay stagnant the rest of the time. You're going to plug in that I'm going to live to 100. There's a lot of scenarios in which you can make everyone run out of money, right? So I imagine you don't put in all the worst.
We're going to work in the middle of that, you know, and we want to make sure that people don't plan for the best thing and not the worst either. Because if you're doing a correct plan, you're checking it every year. And that way, you know, we want to make sure that all plans are not static, they're dynamic, because life comes at you pretty fast. And, you know, you need to make sure that you're going to be able to do 25 to 30 years. And you might say, well, I'm not going to live that long. Well, what if you have a spouse? My mom's been in retirement 31 years, thankfully, but her and my dad had pensions. It's a little different story.
It sure is. Tim, by the way, in case people are running out of their car, what number do you want people to reach you at?
800-640-2256. That's 800-640-2256.
All right. More with Tim Stearns on a Thursdays with Tim. First, traffic and weather time. Mary Vandeveld, how are we looking out there? It's a Thursdays with Tim Stearns, 720 WGN. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. You want to dive a little deeper into something that happens in your office, seemingly, I bet, every day.
Oh, yes. I have people coming in from our retirement classes, from this show, who are have had, you know, they've been used to this market that's absolutely been crushing it for over 10 years. And people tend to retire at peaks. What if you retire today and the markets go down 20%? Can your portfolio sustain that? And this gentleman came in the other day with his wife, 70 years old apiece, and they had 80% of their money in the markets in equities, and 20% of that was in Tesla. So those are the
20%,
types of things that we're seeing.
20% of their retirement was in maybe the most volatile company in the last 3 years. Some big ups, some
Yes.
big downs
Right.
and I'm not making a political statement or a value judgment with a leader who prides himself on some volatile statements and decisions and his relationship with the president who does the same. I think that's a fair assumption. They shoot from the hip, both of them. And they are linked
Exactly.
in some ways, and 20% of their retirement was in Tesla.
Correct. And there's days that he is very happy and days he's very sad. It was the quote. One of the things that I was trying to get him to understand, as many people don't understand this, is the sequence of returns risk, which simply refers to the danger of a retiree experiencing a big decline in their financial holdings early in retirement. And right now we're at all-time highs in the stock market. That leads me to believe that the shoe might drop, as they say. And that makes me very worried.
I bet his wife, like you said, was saying he has good days and bad days. If you have that while you are working, how do you think you're going to do it when you are not working anymore? And look, if you bought Tesla years and years ago, he's done very well. I mean, like, it's really worked out for him in the long run, but it's not something that you want to do. And I think that you brought up also a great point that it's been a great stock market for 10 years. So one might say, well, hold on, it went down in 2020, 2022 went down. But Tim, I think we are forgetting that we've had these giant snapbacks and rallies so quickly that a lot of people, I feel like, are used to the, oh, it goes down 20%, but 5 months later, we're fine.
I see a lot of people being lackadaisical. They're not remembering the years of 2008 or 2000 through 2002, where the market went down 50%. It didn't snap back. And John, you and I have talked about this 100 times. What about the lost decade, where the market did a lot of gyrations from 2000 through 2010, and it ended up where it was before? Now, if I'm retired during those years, I'm definitely not going to end up at the same point because I needed that money to pay my bills.
Just diversify everything as much as you can and put some of it into some real income is what you do.
Exactly. And the other thing I would just say to people is, you're not 40 anymore, and you can't invest like you are. And I see so many people who are 20 years older than me still doing that. Commercial always says, what's in your wallet? Well, what's in your portfolio? I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Tim Stearns, 800-640-2256. 800-640-2256. I'd call him if you listened to that last part and said, I actually don't know what's in my portfolio. Well, I don't know what percentage equities I had. I thought I did a target date retirement fund. I don't know. I think the other question that you need to ask yourself, are you ready to stop working? This is, I think, one of those conversations that you have to have with some of your clients and some WGN radio listeners.
I also hold it to the fact that, like, it's almost like someone died in the family, right? So the first year out of the box is a very different experience for them. And we want to make sure that they understand, not to do anything too crazy, like sell the farm the first day you're retired and move somewhere. Make sure that you're doing this with baby steps so you know exactly psychologically how you handle it, and then obviously financially is also very important.
Are you defined by your job? I think of my dad all the time, who retired when he was 72 and was the fire chief up at Lincolnwood. And I mean, my dad is many more things than that, but he was in charge of a fire station for like 40 years. And we had a lot of long conversations before he retired of, what are you in charge of? Going to be in charge of now, right? Like, I think that is really important. I think a lot of people find who they are and what they do.
We have a lot of clients who go into volunteering and that type of thing, or they pick up, you know, the hobby that they never could master, for example, golf or something, to kind of get them busy, because that's so important to keep the brain going and doing things so that you're not become a couch potato.
Absolutely. Another point here, we're almost out of time, Tim, but Social Security benefits, could you hold out? Should you take them? That's a conversation you guys can have and plug in some numbers to figure out, right?
We have excellent software. So does Social Security. They have a calculator, but ours is much more in detail, specific to the person's situation, because we have a lot of people come in here with preconceived ideas that are actually incorrect, and we will set them straight. You know, we're certified in Social Security to help them.
Yeah, I definitely give you guys a call, but you can start at the Social Security website. They've actually done a great, if there's one government website that they've actually done a pretty good job, it's the Social Security website. Treasury's not too bad, although it looks like the first website that was ever built, but it does the trick. And then also just the idea of, you know, what are your ultimate goals? We kind of touched on that, but like, you know, instead of a number, Tim, I imagine some people have that number circled, the age they want to be. Maybe it's about, don't be so set on the number, be set on the vibe, be set on the life that you want and when you want it, because there's nothing worse than just, I think, working towards a number when maybe the number isn't the most important thing.
Well, that's one of the baby boomer blunders that we talk about in our retirement class, that you have to have, you know, conversations with your family, like you did with your dad or with your spouse, to figure out exactly what, you know, what is the next chapter look like and how are you going to get to that so that you're happy?
I love that. Okay. 800-640-2256. 800-640-2256. You don't have a minimum. I know a lot of WGN listeners call you. Maybe they don't have a ton, but they like to be able to get started with you and kind of get started on that journey. And they help refer other people to you. You're just a nice person who likes to work with nice people in a nice new office in Arlington Heights.
Yes, sir.
With a lot of gray hairs to prove that you've been through it.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And having three boys.
I was going to say, yes, exactly. Oh, trust me. I had 6 months ago, I didn't have as many gray beards as I have beard hairs that I do now.
David will do that.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn. Tim Stearns, it's always great to catch up with you. TJStearns.com, people can go to as well. Thursdays with Tim. And I just want to note, we'll be back to Tuesdays, and it'll be next week. Take care, my friend.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up and have news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on WGN.